always ask questions and never think that you've mastered your field, especially in TA, because this is a field that just continuously evolves, whether it's salary and pay laws or great new technology.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today we have a conversation with Greg Pardo. Greg is the SVP of Global Talent Acquisition at Fresenius Medical Care. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about our conversation. So let's start out. Just dive into your background a little bit. Everyone's story is interesting on how they got started in recruiting. So let's start with how you got started in recruiting and some of the roles you've held leading up to your current one.
Sure, that sounds great. So, you know, the first thing I always like to mention when I get this opportunity is I am a second generation HR executive. I come from sort of a family of HR practitioners. So it's sort of in my blood. I've always been around it. My father was a head of HR for NYU Medical Center in New York City for many years. Mother worked in benefits. Uncle was a labor lawyer. So I'm sort of exposed to the profession from a young age, which is interesting. And I went to, you know, college at Ithaca College, undergrad upstate for human resources management. And so I was always interested in business, always interested in HR. And when I came out of school, like a lot of HR professionals, sometimes getting that first job, you know, as an HR business partner or generalist or something like that, you're really just trying to figure out, how do I get my foot in the door? What area of HR am I interested in? And like a lot of folks, I fell into talent acquisition sort of almost by accident, you know, started on the agency side, as many of us did, with a boutique executive search firm in New York City that their niche was to place IT executives in the tri-state area. And that was a really great training ground for me to learn, sort of have an apprenticeship in recruiting and headhunting and learn a lot of the mechanics of the business and the trade, you know, from the ground up. And after doing that for a while and cutting my teeth on the agency side, I joined a consulting firm out of the UK, which is one of the biggest staffing firms and consulting firms in the world that does RPO, MSP, you know, recruitment process outsourcing, managed temp labor programs. And so I had a portfolio of clients in the Northeast, you know, Starwood Hotels and Resorts Worldwide, Gartner Inc., Northeast Utilities, I worked with some other organizations in support of. And so that was really great because I got to see a lot of different environments, design custom HR programs, custom solutions, which was awesome and very valuable experience. From there, you know, continued in on the corporate track. And that's where I really got into the corporate side of TA and eventually was leading talent acquisition for Starwood Hotels and Resorts Worldwide, which was ultimately acquired by Marriott. So spent a fair amount of time in the hotel business, leading global talent acquisition. And then, you know, most recently have been with Fresenius Medical Care, $18 billion global vertically integrated renal care company, as their head of global talent acquisition. And so it's been a really awesome journey. I think I've been blessed to have a lot of opportunities to see all aspects of TA, the sort of the agency side, the in-house corporate side, and then even that middle provider business side, strategic consulting side. So it's been a great ride. And again, I fell into it by accident, but I love it and hope to be doing it for a long time.
Yeah, that's a great background. Thanks for sharing. I love the second generation. That's a first on the show. That's awesome. Yeah. Love to hear that. And great background, really diverse. I like the mix of agency and some RPO stuff. I'm solving a lot of broad problems. And then, you know, hotel industry and hospitality is very challenging, as well as just about everything right now, but then moving into medical. So really diverse background. Excellent. So let's talk about your current role and maybe provide a little bit of scope for the audience around, you mentioned kind of the size of the organization, maybe around size of your recruiting team, how many hires you do, and then we can kind of get into some of the initiatives that you've done over the last couple of years.
So we are a very robust, large organization of 125,000 employees, and we're operating in 49 countries and selling product in 150. And so from a talent acquisition standpoint, that translates to almost 35,000 annual hires. For my organization, a team of anywhere between 350 to 400 recruiting professionals. And again, that could be recruiters and sourcers, coordinators, obviously talent acquisition operations, technology professionals, employment branding, recruitment marketing, pretty much anything as we call rec to check, right? So anything in that process. And so that's the annual hires, that's the size of the team, that's the country footprint, very global. And we use the Workday ATS system. I know your audience is very interested in HR technology. So we've got, we just went to Workday from Oracle to Leo. That's been a great transition. We've got some complementary products in our tech stack, like Smashfly CRM. We were using Rollpoint for our marketing or referral programs. We use assessments and so on and so forth. So a lot of great tech, and we're always looking at that, but it's a very robust role and a very big team.
Yeah, that's great. That's a large, complex organization. Get it, appreciate you talking a little bit about the tech stack and those types of things. And so as you were working through this process over the last couple of years, as you entered the organization and started building out your capabilities, what are some of the key initiatives that you led out of the gates to kind of build the foundation and build the organization to where it is today?
So one of the things that I recognized right away, to speak frankly, was for Syneos, being a German company, but having a major presence in the US where 70% of the businesses, they weren't known to me as I was recruited to come into the organization, or a lot of folks that I come in contact with at the executive level when we're out there in the market. So being a $17 billion, 125,000 employee company that, quite frankly, almost no one's ever heard of unless you're in the healthcare space and in the dialysis field, especially, my first thought process is, wow, we need to build an employment brand and get some market recognition so that people know who we are and what we're all about. And so I think, priority number one for me was creating a brand new employee value proposition. We partnered with TMP Worldwide, Raiden, which is now known as Raidency. It's a great partner. We designed a comprehensive employment brand. Now, I would say one of the things that was really challenging about it is we hire anything from a nurse to a truck driver to a warehouse worker to a renal pharma sales rep to a SVP of tax, right? So you're covering the gamut in any skill category you can pretty much think of, engineers, IT professionals. So we needed a compelling EVP that would tell our story, be authentic, but also hit all of those different audiences from a segmentation standpoint. So that was the first big initiative. We worked really hard. It probably took us 18 months to build it, roll it out, and activate it on our career site and through our social media channels. It did win HRO Today's Employment Brand of the Year in 2019 for North America Healthcare, and we're really proud of that. So I'd say getting our employment brand and our recruitment marketing engine really churning and cranking and putting a lot of investment there was probably the first thing that we focused on. I would say, secondly, we did have to look at our tech stack. We had Oracle Taleo, which was, great. It still is a really good product, but we didn't really have, we had a paper referral program. And can you imagine when you're dealing with these numbers? I mean, we weren't paperless. We did not have a CRM at all. We didn't have any tools to help us mine Oracle Taleo in a really kind of smart, efficient way. We certainly didn't have a chat bot or assistant or anything like that. So I think priority number two for me was the tech stack, right? And look, I'll be honest, a lot of leaders, and this probably resonates, I think some products worked really well for us. Some products didn't work as well for us. And that's okay. I mean, fail fast, fail hard. And sometimes, you get into something, you get into a product, the integration is more complex than you realize, or it just doesn't, operationalize how you think, no matter how good you try to design test it. But we've now put, some products, as I mentioned before, in the tech stack that I think greatly enable, the efficiency, the speed, and the quality of recruiting. So I'd say after branding, tech stack. And then I would say third was, when I think about, Ryan, the ultimate outcomes for TA, I think about, quality candidates that are going to stay with the organization, right? So engagement and retention are the two ultimate outcomes you want to have. And so from that standpoint, it was looking at our process. So number three would be really tightening up the selection process. So you have the marketing on the front end, but then what's our interview methodology? How are we doing interviews? Are we using assessments? So data-driven predictive analytics with assessments. And then obviously thinking about things like, you know, market-based compensation, of course, and all of that. But the, you know, so we tightened up our process at scale to be very rigorous and disciplined with the goal to improve less than 90-day turnover, ultimate turnover, and involuntary turnover, hiring manager satisfaction, and candidate satisfaction. So, you know, that we wanted to make a big splash when it came to candidate experience. And we did receive several Candy Awards from Talent Board, which was awesome. So yeah, I mean, I would say those three things, marketing, tech, and just selection tools and process, those were really the first three and a half years of my journey at Fresenius. And we did see some incredible results from that in less than 90-day turnover, involuntary turn, hiring manager satisfaction. So I think we felt really confident that what we did had produced some measurable results. So those are some of the things I look back on and think of very fondly of. And those were sort of the key initiatives.
Great initiatives, very impactful, obviously getting things correct on your employment brand, then also looking at, you know, how you engage the talent and then get them to stay is the ultimate goal, right? The tech stack is near and dear to my heart. That's what I do every single day. I see it all the time, putting things in place. It's really, I mean, kudos to you to have something, at least the foundational elements or the beginning stages of your tech stack that you feel good about. You're in a unique class if that's the case. Doesn't necessarily mean that everybody should do what you're doing. Means what you have is right for you and your specific situation. But 80% of people are unhappy with their tech stack. And that's because it's really hard to get it right, unfortunately, in this market, as you well know. So as we look at that, and obviously the market has changed tremendously over the time that you've been doing these three initiatives or those kind of building block initiatives. So given changes in the market and where you are today, what are some things that you're looking to the future and what's important to you as you look at the next phase of your evolution?
You know, it's so interesting. Like when COVID happened, I think for all of us, it was obviously a shock to the system. It was, I think, will forever change how we look at work and how work gets done. You know, certainly that has disrupted with the great reshuffle, the great resignation, that disrupted a lot of our outcomes and our metrics. And we had to quickly think about our processes and how do we now be more virtual and how do we be a more flexible employer of choice that, you know, appeals to what people are looking for after doing soul searching in a really tough time, you know, in our history, right? And so when I think about this, I think about this really high level, Ryan, like how do we start changing the conversation of I need to fill a job or I have an opening with how do we get the work done as an organization? And if you start like really upstream from that, right, that might lead you to robotics, right? That might lead you in your factories completely automating a plant. So maybe we're not filling it with a human at all. Maybe that's, you know, a robotics initiative. But if we take that part of it, you know, out of it and we focus on HR and TA, to me, what that is it's like a total talent solution, right? So sure, you have the perm hiring, but you also have a very strategic contingent workforce program, temp labor management program with your third-party staffing agencies and a VMS system that supports that. Maybe you have a freelance, a 1099 pool or portal that you can access. You know, BTS has a great product. We partner with them. And then, you know, are we going to look at SOWs and SOW management? And then finally, crowdsourcing. Is crowdsourcing something your organization can leverage? So I think you start to look at how do we get the work done? There's a lot of options and buckets in that total talent solution. And I think we start to try to get aligned with our business leaders to say, look, we can't just say work is going to get done between the hours of 9 to 5 and from this location. And by the way, that's also means like it can't always be, it's 9 to 5 and it's from your desk. It's okay if it's at home. It's like, we got to think differently than that. Can things be, you know, people want to take time off. They want sabbaticals. They have children, you know, who want to be able to work even more flexible hours. So if we can open up, capitalize on that gig economy, you know, change the mix of our labor, I think we become a more attractive, flexible employer. And again, to enable that, you've got to have all those pieces of total talent in place. So when I think about us in the future, it's sort of like talent without borders, right? Just, you know, delivering the talent, right place, right time, in the right bucket, the right way to get the work done, not just like, hey, I have a job in South Haven, Mississippi from 9 to 5. I think it's something every employer is going to have to be thinking about for the next 5, 10, plus years because things have changed a lot. So
yeah, I think that's extremely progressive thinking. I think I totally get it. And I think, you know, the challenge becomes in how do you operationalize that? And how do you, I mean, it is a enormous task to be able to have your process and your technology and your infrastructure support that type of environment. If you're not even close to that today, sounds like you have the beginning stages, which is great. Then you have to have the cultural feeling and internally to go to that and support for that. And then,
for sure,
then enable it through everything else. And so there will definitely be another journey there. But yeah, if you can execute that and pull that off, you'll be positioned really well to win, given the fact that labor pools are what they are. And you know, what existed in the past is not going to be there going forward. So you have to think differently about things to move forward. So
yeah, absolutely.
So you'll have all sorts of initiatives going forward. So that's exciting. Final question for you. Maybe let's leave the audience. What's some good advice that you would leave others in the TA profession? Things that have either helped you in the past, things that you've learned, advice that you've received that's resonated. What's some advice that you would give to the audience?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like I remember there's so many things I could say and want to say. And I think some of them are applied to anybody, whether you're in TA or you're just in business or you're just trying to make your career. But like, I remember my first ever, you know, it was probably my third week in agency recruiting, like out of college, headhunting. I had this leader at the time who I was learning from say this to me. And it was like, it really, for whatever reason, it just stuck with me like throughout my years. And it was, and what he said was, Greg, let me tell you something. The minute you think you know everything in this business is the minute that you know nothing. And it wasn't, you know, maybe the most eloquent or the most developed thought, but you know, it resonated with me because if you've ever been in recruiting, you know, sometimes our job can feel like, wow, perfect candidate fell in my lap. The comp aligns. Like, I mean, this is easy. This is what I do. I get paid to do this. And then other situations are complete opposites, right? The nightmare transactions are super, super hard to find, the purple squirrels, as we call them. Right. But I think the point is like a couple of things. One is, TA is an apprenticeship business, in my humble opinion. I think, and we've lost some of that over the years. I remember just listening to master senior recruiters and client partners, their connections with candidates, their pitches to clients, how they presented candidates, how they navigated complex recruiting transactions. And that was all learned by learning this business from the ground up and listening to people who had been doing it for a long time. And I was lucky to have a lot of mentors, a lot of good training. And I think the industry's gotten away from that a little bit. And how do we get back to it? Well, we designed our own training program in-house at Fresenius for recruiters based on our collective knowledge. But there's some great external products out there that do more progressive, to be fair, recruiter training and whatnot. So I think number one, it's never stop learning. Like embrace continuous learning, always ask questions and never think that you've mastered your field, especially in TA, because this is a field that just continuously evolves, whether it's salary and pay laws or great new technology. So I would say you have to be ready to continuously re-educate and humble yourself. And hopefully that's supported by great training, great mentors and apprenticeships. So that's number one. And then, I mean, number two, I think for me, TA is something you just have to love. I mean, maybe I'm biased, but my personal opinion is if you don't love TA, you're probably just not in the right field because our roles are challenging. They are hard. There is a lot of pressure on us. It never stops. The requisition requests never stop. The challenges with talent scarcity never stop. And I don't think there's a lot of in between with TA. I don't think you can be in it and just say, oh, you know, I've been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years. And you're probably not going to be happy and fulfilled in your job. And you're probably not going to be the best TA professional you can. So again, there's so many more things I could say, Ryan, but I think embracing continuous learning and making sure that TA is something you're really passionate about and that you're in it for the right reasons and that you love it. I think that combination will produce a lot of success no matter what area you're in, but for TA especially, I think those are important. So I would just say that.
Thanks for sharing that. I think those are great points. I've been in the space for going on 28 years now. Absolutely love it. So happy that I found it and chose it as a career path. And the people I get to chat with and the things we get to do on a daily basis are amazing. So I align 100% with that. And I love your point about continuing to learn. And even that quote around, you know, once you think you know everything, you actually know nothing. I think that's awesome. And that's so true because just about the point we start figuring out models and process and what works, the world and the market completely changes on us, and what worked 3 years ago is no longer even relevant hardly today in this market, right? I mean, you have to continuously keep evolving. The worst quote that I ever hear from clients going in is like, oh, I understand recruiting. I was a recruiter 20 years ago. I filled a job before I get how this all works. Yeah. Like, you have no idea. But we digress. But I appreciate you. I appreciate the knowledge that you shared and all the great things that you're doing and sharing it with the audience. It's really valuable. And Greg, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks for the time. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Great.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.